of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at YieldLeader.com.
NewTek Undisputed Midwest Yield Leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to the VO Event Center as we're set for our second semifinal of the night here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And I'll tell you what, they got a tough act to follow. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Overton playing for a spot to take on Elm Creek in the final, and Elm Creek wins it at the buzzer as Austin Frazier hits the tip for the Buffaloes as they win it 58-56. But now, Wilcox, Hildreth, the number 3 seed will be taking on 2nd seeded Overton. These two teams have not yet played this season. They'll get together again next week in a regular season matchup, so we don't have any common history to look at. I guess if you compare some scores, Overton would have the advantage because they had not lost to anyone within the conference except for Elm Creek, where Wilcox-Hildreth does have a couple of conference losses on the year, but still they're pretty solid at 14-2 on the season. I said they had a couple of losses. Their only loss was to Elm Creek, and that one was by 15, while it was a three-point loss by Elm Creek. So, again, comparing scores, it's going to be very, very close. Wilcox-Hildreth, 14-2. Their only blemishes on the season came against Kennesaw, 50-39, and then they also lost to Elm Creek, 39-24. Other than that, they've been able to run the table, has Wilcox-Hildreth. And for Overton, their only losses came during the holiday tournament when they lost to Centura as well as Spalding Academy. And then they had that loss last weekend at Elm Creek, 66-63. So a combined 5 losses for these two teams. And so we anticipate a great matchup here tonight for both Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth. Overton rated throughout much of the year in Class D1, and rightly so. Wilcox-Hildreth, they're coming into the hardest part of their schedule right now, so even though they have a slightly better record than Overton, they haven't quite gotten as much credit because some of the toughest competition that they're going to face is coming up here, obviously in this tournament, but also they'll be traveling to Amherst as well as at Overton in the next few weeks. So in the next week and a half or so. So obviously it's going to be an opportunity for them to kind of build that resume from this point on. So a great matchup here in the semifinals and a trip to the championship game on the line. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the NewTek Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and NewTek Seed. NewTek is your yield leader. Contact a NewTek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Welcome back here to the VO Event Center, the Fort Kearney Conference semifinal game between Wilcox-Hildreth and Overton. And even though Overton is the 2 seed, Wilcox Hildreth is the 3 seed. Wilcox Hildreth will be the home squad. We'll announce them first. And for the Falcons, they'll be in their home white uniforms with the dark blue, with the light blue trim on those dark blue numbers and letters. So for Wilcox Hildreth, their starters are these. Evan Dimadog is a 5'8 junior, and he's averaging 8.8 points per ball game. Matthew Heinrichs, a 6'1 sophomore, is averaging 5.1 points and almost 4 rebounds a game. Ty Bennett, a 5'9 senior, is averaging 8.7 points a ball game. Tristan Farley, 6'3 and a sophomore, he is averaging 9.2 points and a little bit over 10 rebounds per ball game. His older brother Shane is 6'2 and a senior. Shane Farley is averaging 9.9 points and 7.9 rebounds a contest for Wilcox Hildreth, who, as we mentioned, will come into the game with a record of 14-2 on the year. Now for the Overton Eagles, their starters are going to be Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 junior. He's averaging 5.7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Hayden Cahoy is a 6-foot-tall senior, averaging 11 points a contest. Tanner Ryan, 6'3 and a senior. He's their big gun. He's averaging 18.3 points and 5.6 rebounds. Caleb Eklund, also 6'3 and a junior. He's averaging 6.8 points and 5.6 rebounds. And Joel Schaefer, a 6'1 senior, is averaging 13.1 points and 4.8 rebounds for head coach Jay Stair. And, of course, the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth, they're coached by Brent Heinrichs. Your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take another break here. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Welcome back here to the Bureau Events Center. Let's set the stage for you where we're at right now in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Obviously, the girls have already decided all their contestants tomorrow. It'll be Elm Creek and Overton for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Here from the Vero Event Center, and we'll have that game for you, as well as the girls' consolation game between Pleasanton and Amherst as well. Pleasanton and Amherst will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow here at the Vero Event Center, and again, we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. That'll be followed by the boys' consolation game, as Amherst will be taking on the loser of this game coming up at 4 o'clock, and then that girls' championship game between the Lady Buffaloes and the Lady Eagles, Elm Creek and Overton at 6, and then at 8 o'clock, it'll be the boys' championship game. Elm Creek with a 58-56 win earlier tonight over Amherst. They've earned a spot in the finals. Amherst, as we mentioned, will play in that consolation game at 4, the boys' championship game at 8 o'clock. And again, all those games will be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And again, you can get online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and get live streaming of all of our games, as well as at ESPN Superstation Facebook.com as well. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Doug Duda's got coverage of the Luplac Conference Tournament. And on the girls' side, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Ravenna playing for all the marbles tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Ord. At 2 o'clock, they have the exact same schedule. The Donovan Trumbull girls and the Centura girls will play for third place. That'll be followed by the boys' consolation game. Ravenna is in the boys' consolation game at 4 o'clock. They'll take on the loser of the Adams Central Donovan Trumbull game. They'll be starting momentarily on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And Gibbon earlier today defeated Ravenna 38-33. They trailed 28-22 at the end of the third quarter. So that fourth quarter, it was only 5 points for Ravenna. And so they were outscored 16-5 in that final stanza. And as a result, Gibbon is able to win it 38-33. And so they'll be playing for the conference championship against either Adams Central or Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth, the second boys semifinal here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, coming up right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Overton in their blue uniforms. Wilcox-Hildreth in the white. Tip is in the air, and it is going to be controlled here by Wilcox-Hildreth. So in the offensive zone comes Ivan Demidog. And Demidog will work it back around the perimeter. They got it to Bennett. Bennett's on the left wing. Driving is Heinrichs. He's shut off on the baseline. Gives it back to Demidog. He's going to drive. He's going to float. Has it deflected just a little bit by Cahoy. And pulling down the rebound here is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan gets it up ahead on the fly. Bucket up and good for Hayden Cahoy. So Hayden Cahoy with the first 2 points of the ball game after Overton was able to pull down that offensive rebound. Good look there by Wilcox-Hildreth, but they couldn't get any points out of it. Here comes Ty Bennett's. Bennett's gives it left side for Heinrichs. As Brent Heinrichs' youngest son will pass it off here right side for Bennett's, and Bennett's loses the basketball. So a turnover. The Eagles are on the run. On the bounce here is going to be Tanner Ryan, and he's going to flip it out. Thinking about the three there is going to be Creighton Ryan. Jumper on the right wing, though. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's shot will not fall. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Wilcox-Hildreth. Cahoy was down there. Couldn't get the rebound, but it was knocked out of his hands, and I'm not sure who did that for Wilcox-Hildreth, but in any event, it is going to be the Eagles basketball. The inbounds knocked loose, and that's going to be a turnover. Overton couldn't handle the pass as they turned the basketball over. So Ivan Dibanog will bring the offensive zone here for the Falcons. They pick up the defense at half court. Off of the screen, Dibanog will work it back around here for Bennett's. They lob it inside, back it in. The turnaround jumper here by Farley, no good. Extra pass block, but the loose ball is picked up here by Shane Farley, and Shane Farley is able to put in the putback. Quickly, here comes Ryan on the drive, and he's going to be fouled as Tanner Ryan goes in, and they're going to call a player control foul. And that will be on Ryan. Nope, they're going to say he stepped on the, yeah, that's going to be a charge. Good defensive position on the inside, and this officiating crew has called those charges. If you get good position, you're going to get rewarded. The offensive zone here is going to be Dimadog. He gives it away. Now there'll be a screen for him. He'll dribble to the right side after he got the ball back. Looking inside for Farley, but he'll get it to Bennett. Bennett will fire a three. No good offensive rebound, but the shot is going to be blocked. So he missed another one in there as it was blocked inside for Eklund. Eklund kicks it up ahead. Here's Cahoy. Cahoy with the long jumper. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped out here to Dimmitt Ogg. And then Dimmitt Ogg has it turned away. So he has it stolen away. And on the baseline, Joel Schaefer has it. He's going to float in. No good. Offensive rebound. Caleb Eklund finally comes up with it. And they'll kick it out. Jumper here by Cahoy. It will not fall. And we got a foul on the rebound called against Overton. And that is going to be a foul that's whistled on Joel Schaefer, and that is going to be his first. Dimmitt Ogg facing some pressure, gets it off here for Ty Bennett. Bennett on the dribble, flips it in underneath to Farley. Farley took an extra step, yeah. Couldn't see all the player, but I saw enough to know that there was an extra step in there. Love the vantage point here right on the floor, but sometimes it's hard to see through the crowd. Schaefer on the bounce. You can feel the game. Sometimes you have trouble seeing it. Schaefer gives it away, now gets it back. He's going to kick it off left wing here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund's going to cycle through after he passes it off. Around the perimeter we go. Creighton Ryan's got it. Ryan gives it away, now gets it back. He swings it over here for Hayden Cahoy, who fires a three, and he hits the three. Nice ball movement results in the bucket here for Overton. So Dimmitt Ogg in the offensive zone gives it to Heinrichs. Back to Dimmitt Ogg. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. It is 5-2. Overton with the lead. The Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth have the basketball. Heinrichs is going to drive all the way to the baseline. Tough shot, will not fall. Rebounded by Tanner Ryan. So Ryan with the rebound. And slowly, for rarity, that Tanner Ryan brings the ball in the offensive zone. He lost the ball and trying to get it back, he's going to commit the foul. So Tanner Ryan makes an errant pass as Dimmitt Ogg was able to make the steal. Ryan tried to get the basketball back, and he commits the foul. And that's going to be his second. And Tanner Ryan will come out of the ball game, picking up those two fouls in the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game. So Dimmitt Ogg will kick right side here for Heinrichs, and they'll get it off here for Ty Bennett. He's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound is pulled out of there. Nice work there by Matthew Heinrichs to come up with it. He'll give it for Dimmitt Ogg. Dimmitt Ogg's going to fly. That's a tough shot. It is no good. And a rebound into the hands of Logan Kaiser, who checked into the ball game. He gets it up ahead. A little runner in the lane by Schaefer, and Schaefer scores in transition. They just kind of pass it up there, and he splits the seam, and it's now 7-2. Overton with a 5-point lead. Matthew Heinrichs will slowly bring in the offensive zone. One of the things teams somewhat times will do with Wilcox-Hildreth, excuse me, with Overton, is they will slow the game down. So there's fewer possessions. Dimmitt Ogg will give right side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will stop at the elbow and a little ball fake as they pass it to Bennett. Bennett now will shoot. It's three quarters of the way down, spits out, and then we got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to be a push that's whistled on Tristan Farley. So Farley is whistled for the foul as he's called for a little push there. Excuse me, it was on Shane Farley who was called for the push. Now with it is Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it up on the right side, elevating his Hayden Cahoy. His jumper no good. And Bennett will snag the rebound, ending the possession. Wilcox-Hildreth will slowly bring it across the timeline. Dimmitt Ogg is going to penetrate. He's shut off there by Creighton Ryan, though. Now they'll kick it right back out for Bennett. Back to Dimmitt Ogg, and Ivan Dimmitt Ogg will give it back to Bennett's right side here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs lost the ball momentarily, gives it back to Bennett's, back to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has trouble passing it to the inside, and we got a hold that's going to be called on Overton. That'll be a hold that's called on Logan Kaiser. And that'll be his first. So on the baseline, Wilcox-Hildreth will toss in Ty Bennett's as everybody kind of moves away from that right side where he's inbounding it to the left, and they kick it out there for Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the corner is shut off. He'll give it to Dimadog. Dimadog looking at man-to-man defense right now with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Dimadog's going to drive, pass it in underneath, making the catch, but his foot was on the baseline, so it's out of bounds as Tristan Farley got that pass. That went about maybe a foot and a half, but he was on the baseline trying to cut through there to get into rebounding position. So 7-2. Overton leads it by 5. Donovan Trumbull, by the way, 12-7 after one quarter. They have the lead over Adams Central in the Luplat Conference semifinals on our sister station, Classic Hits. Right side, three-pointer by Overton. No good as it goes out of bounds. Joel Schaefer couldn't stroke in the three. And the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be a team rebound here for Overton. For the Falcons, checking in is going to be Dalton Penny. He'll come in for Tristan Farley with 2:10 to go. Still in the first quarter. And they'll throw it in to Hayden Cahoy. He's between the circles. Off of the screen, they'll get it off of Schaefer. He'll fire a three. It's no good, but a rebound is pulled down in underneath. Good work inside there by Kaiser. Now the kick out. Here's a three by Cahoy. Cahoy's three, no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Bennett's. Bennett's in the offensive zone. Falls down, but Dimadog is able to pick up the basketball. Man, that was quick. He's in trouble in the lane. He'll kick the ball back out here for Marshall Jeldon, and they'll reset the offense. Jeldon came in a moment ago. Entry pass tipped away and then stolen by Caleb Eklund. So Wilcox Hildreth with the turnover, and then trying to get the ball back, they commit the foul. And the foul is going to be on Shane Farley. And that is going to be his second. So four fouls now. Two fouls now have been whistled against Wilcox Hildreth. Overton with the basketball and a 7-2 lead. Around the perimeter they pass it. Kaiser will help work it on that left wing. Little ball fake here by J.D. Callahan. Top of the circle, it's Cahoy. He'll get it in the corner for Caleb Eklund, and Eklund's three-pointer's up and good. So Caleb Eklund strokes in the three, and it's now 10-2. Minute two to go here in quarter number one. Jeldon works it around the perimeter. Now ball fake here by Bennett's, but he'll give it for Dimadog. Dimadog will drive, shooting over a couple of different eagles. Shot is well off the mark, and coming up with the basketball here is going to be Callahan. So a tough look there. And in the offensive zone is going to be Cahoy. Entry pass inside for Callahan. Callahan kicks it back out for Cahoy. Cahoy off of a solid screen and a little extra step there for Overton. And that'll be a turnover. What a great screen set by J.D. Callahan. He absolutely erased Ivan Dimadog and did so cleanly, legally, and that was a missed opportunity for Overton as the shot was made, but a little extra step as they were starting the penetration. So Dimadog will bring in the offensive zone, looking at a flat 1-3-1 or a 3-2 defense. They were already down so low, I'm not sure if it's 1-3-1 or a 3-2. In any event, Marshall Jeldon brings it near midcourt. Dimadog has the dribble at in the jump circle with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll get it off here for Bennett's. Bennett's lost the basketball. That'll be a Wilcox Hildreth turnover. 2 seconds left. On the dribble here is Kaiser. Kaiser, a 40-foot jumper at the buzzer, is a little bit short, and that'll do it for one quarter of play. It's 10-2. Overton with lead over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center, 10-2 Overton with an 8-point lead here in the basketball game. And they will have the basketball to start off the second quarter, will the Eagles. And they'll get it off on the right side here for Justin Hodgson, who gives it to Creighton Ryan. Back out here for J.D. Callahan. Same five that are out there to end the quarter are starting this one. Tanner Ryan has it, and he'll elevate on that left side. His jumper is a little bit too strong, no good, but an offensive rebound is up and in. Now, Creighton Ryan was able to put in that putback, and it's now a 10-point advantage. Nearly a steal on the left side, but Heinrichs is able to come out to the basketball, almost stolen by Ryan. And they'll give it off on the right side. Here's a three-pointer, an air ball that's going to be rebounded by Tanner Ryan. So Ryan will pull it down, and the pass up ahead on the run. The Eagles, the bucket is up and good. Flying through there on that right side was, I believe, Justin Hodgson. Actually, Schaefer. Thanks, appreciate the help. So Schaefer floats in there, hits it, and a little bit of trouble top of the key here is Bennett's. Bennett's is picked up by Joel Schaefer. Wasn't sure if it was 35 or 45, and Schaefer hit the shot, little penetration, kick out, ball fake, and now a three-pointer on the right side. No good here for Dalton Penny, but the offensive rebound is up and in. Good offensive putback there by Tristan Farley after they missed the three on the outside. Kind of an air ball, but Farley was able to cash it in. Here's Tanner Ryan. He'll get it on the baseline. Good open look here for J.D. Callahan. Shot no good, and Farley's able to pull down the rebound. And they'll slowly bring it in the offensive zone. And you can see after a rebound, the Falcons will walk the ball up court, and Overton is looking to run all the time. Ball fake by Bennett, and we're going to have a reach here on Overton. And Overton will commit the foul as the shot was being put up by Bennett. I'm not sure if Bennett had his foot on the line or not. It's going to be close. I think it's just two free throws. And the foul on Ryan is going to be his third. So he's got some serious foul trouble here. The free throw is up and no good for Ty Bennett's. Bennett's missed the first one. Has one more coming up here. And he makes that one. And it was a three-shot foul. So I did not see the indication. I knew it was close. In any event, missed the first, makes the second, and one more free throw coming up here for Bennett's, and it is on the way and good. Checking in for the Falcons going to be Ivan Dimadog. And again, Tanner Ryan with those three fouls in some early foul trouble. Schaefer in the offensive zone. We'll give it off right side here for Hayden Cahoy. Gives it for Creighton Ryan. Enters it in. Callahan high off the back of the iron. No good. Shot won't fall. And snagging the rebound is going to be Dax Fouts. So Fouts pulls down the rebound here for Overton, for the Falcons, rather. And then the offensive zone is Ivan Dimadog. He's picked up by Joel Schaefer. And they just have a lot of size that they put out in the top of this zone here, make it hard to enter the ball in. They have a size advantage anyway. Ivan Dimadog is able to drive, penetrate in there. Rebound was pulled in underneath by Dalton Penny, but Penny went over the back. So Dalton Penny working hard to get to the basketball, but maybe a little bit too far, maybe a little bit too hard. So that's now three fouls that have been whistled against Wilcox-Hildreth. Overton kicks it in the corner. That's Hodgson. He'll get it back out here for Schaefer. They skip it out on the right side here for Creighton Ryan. Off the screen, they get it for Caleb Eklund. Now some penetration by Cahoy. Jumper in and back in. Hayden Cahoy finding a little open area, and he's able to stroke it in. Had his toes on the line. The official had to be very emphatic about that, the fact that that was a two-pointer as he backed out and end up with the toes on the line. Ivan Dimadog on the bounce here. It's 14-8. And the ball is turned over, tipped into the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer going to drive, take it off glass, and it's no good. And I think we got a charge. underneath here for Wilcox Hildreth is Dax Fouts, and Fouts was able to beat him to the spot. Well, both games, that has been a charge. It's been very close, and the benefit has really kind of gone to the defensive team, as that'll be a foul here on Tanner Ryan. And I misspoke earlier. That is Ryan's third foul. So here's Ivan Dimadog working around the perimeter. He gets it for Dax Fouts. Fouts gave it away. Now he gets it back top of the key, throws it in the lane. Tristan Farley's going to drive, and he'll float on that baseline and score. So Tristan Farley with a nice little bucket in traffic, and Joel Schaefer will now move some chess pieces around. Has the dribble, and he'll give it on the inside. Creighton Ryan, shot no good. Offensive rebound. Nice soft touch there by Caleb Eklund, as Eklund is able to make the putback. And a 10-point lead here for Wilcox, for Overton. They lead it 18-8. Loose ball picked up by Ivan Dimadog. He shut off, so he'll kick it back out here for Dax Fouts. Fouts will work it around the perimeter, and Heinrichs will put up a three-pointer that is well short and rebounded by Creighton Ryan. So Creighton Ryan has it. We'll kick it right side. Three-pointer by Cahoy. That is no good. And the Falcons snag the rebound. That's Dalton Penny who comes up with it. They'll get it off for Ivan Dimadog. Dimadog has a screen, but then he's collapsed on by Justin Hodson. So he'll give it off on the right wing here for Penny. Penny looking at that defense. Can't find any seams to throw it in on that 2-3 zone. Now it's more of they're staying with the shooter on the left side there, Dalton Penny. So they're actually going man-to-man here. Justin Hodson with pressure will give it to Dax Fouts. Fouts on the baseline, extra pass. And Farley has a shot blocked, but that's a foul. It'll be on Caleb Eklund. And so we'll be heading to the free throw line. Farley will go to the line, and he's going to have two shots. He is a 62% free throw shooter, and the first one is up and good. Substitutions in here as Caleb Eklund is called for the foul, and Farley at the free throw line. He makes the first one. And now the second one is on the way. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rolls around. Nice soft touch there. And so he'll make both free throws. And we've got an 8-point ball game. Hayden Cahoy will lob it on the right side. Getting it for Caleb Eklund. In the corner for J.D. Callahan. Back out here for Cahoy. Top of the circle. That's Creighton Ryan. Gets it in the lane. They kick it out. A good look here for Eklund. A little bit strong. And the rebound will go to Dax Fouts. So Fouts pulls down the rebound. We'll give it to Bennett. Bennett is picked up defensively here by Logan Kaiser, who will give it to Ivan Dimadog. Dimadog looking at that that defense will get it to Farley. Farley, strong drive, a little bit too strong on the shot. Offensive rebound by Shane Farley, and Shane Farley will make the bucket. So after the miss by the brother, Shane Farley is able to pull down that rebound. And a little bit less than 2 minutes to go here in the first half. It is now 18-12. Overton up by six. They've got the basketball. They're working it inside. Post move, creating a little space is J.D. Callahan. Callahan got the rebound tipped to him after the miss, and he'll make the bucket. So nice job there by Callahan after the miss. He was able to finish the putback as that rebound was tipped out to him by Ryan. So Dimadog will help work it around the perimeter. And now Bennett's will fire a three. No good. And with the rebound is going to be Creighton Ryan. They get it up ahead on the run. Here is Cahoy. Cahoy, a little floater. Up, no good. Offensive rebound by Callahan, who's high off glass. It's a foul, and he'll head to the free throw line. So Callahan with that rebound, and now he'll have a chance to hit a couple of the free throws as the foul is called on Tristan Farley. And the free throw is no good. So Tristan Farley is called for his first foul of the ball game. Score remains 20-12. Second free throw by Callahan is on the way. Back the iron and no good. And with the rebound is going to be Farley for Wilcox Hildreth. So Shane Farley pulls down the rebound. Dimmadog in the offensive zone. Kicks right side for Ty Bennett. Bennett still has the dribble. And now we'll give it out here for Dax Fouts. Fouts picked up man-to-man there by Logan Kaiser. And Kaiser's defense is going to cause a Wilcox Hildreth turnover. 54 seconds to go here before halftime. It is 20-12. Overton with an 8-point lead. They've got the rock. It's Hayden Cahoy in the offensive zone. They'll give it to Eklund. Eklund kicks in the corner for Callahan. They'll cycle through. Now top of the circle is Creighton Ryan. At the elbow, they get it off of J.D. Callahan. Right wing jumper, no good for Cahoy. Offensive rebound in underneath. Off glass, good for Caleb Eklund. So Caleb Eklund is able to bank that one in after he pulls down the putback. 26 seconds to go, 10-point lead here for Overton. And Dimmadog, five-second count is off. Now they'll start it again. He's got it, 15 seconds to go. Count is off as they're kind of clearing things out here for Ivan Dimmadog. As everybody's low except for Bennett on that right wing. He's got the basketball. He's going to fire a tough three, banks it in. 1 second left, three-quarter court shot. No good on that left side by Hayden Cahoy. And so Bennett's will get the last bucket of the first half here as he banks in a three-pointer with time running out. And Overton will head to the locker room, leading it by seven. It's 22-15. Wilcox Hildreth cuts the lead to single digits in the final stages of the second quarter. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Overton leading at halftime, 22-15. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, earlier tonight, Elm Creek was able to make it into the conference championship game in dramatic fashion as Austin Frazier tipped it in at the buzzer for a 58-56 win over the Amherst Broncos. And we'll talk with Tanner Cavanaugh here in a little bit. But the first half of our second game, Overton, the number two seed, they have a 7-point lead over third seed of Wilcox Hildreth here at intermission, as we mentioned, 22-15. Unofficially, as we take a look at some statistics, Overton is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Wilcox Hildreth, 4 out of 5 from the stripe. Wilcox Hildreth, 1 of 8 shooting three-pointers. The only one they hit was one that was banked in late in the first half by Ty Bennett. Overton, 2 of 9 from behind the arc. Overall field goal shooting, Overton, 10 of 29. Wilcox Hildreth, not a whole lot better. They are 5 of 20 here at intermission, so that's 25%. Both teams taking fairly good care of the ball considering the amount of pressure both teams are trying to put on. Wilcox Hildreth with 6 turnovers, Overton with 3 here at intermission. Let's take a look at the individual numbers for you here at the break. And for Wilcox Hildreth, Tristan Farley's leading the way. He's got 6 points at the break. Ty Bennett's with 5. Shane Farley with 4. That's all the scoring here in the first half for the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. Leading rebounder for the Falcons is Shane Farley. He has 3 at intermission. And now for the Overton boys, who lead at 22-15 at intermission. And they're being led by a couple of players with 7 points each. Hayden Cahoy has 7. Caleb Eklund also with 7. Eklund also has 4 rebounds. Joel Schaefer with 4. Creighton Ryan has 2 points here at the break, but also has 5 rebounds. J.D. Callahan with a couple of points as well. So Cahoy has 7. Eklund has 7. Schaefer 4. Creighton Ryan 2. And J.D. Callahan 2 here for Overton. And they lead it 22-15 at intermission. Unofficially 10 of 29. That's right at 34.5% shooting from the field. And they are 2 of 9 from behind the arc. So they're shooting 22% from behind the arc. And again, the shooting for Wilcox Hildreth is not really a whole lot better. They are 5 of 20 for the field for 25% and 1 of 8 from behind the arc. So they're about half of that at 12.5%. here in the first half. We're at the break, 22-15, 7-point lead here for Overton, as we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Manthe.
Welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. We're at halftime as Overton right now is leading Wilcox Hildreth 22-15 here at intermission. The winner of this game will be taking on Elm Creek tomorrow for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Kind enough to talk about that game and his performance tonight is Tanner Cavaney, the head coach of the Buffaloes. And Tanner, first of all, congratulations. Nice
win
tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was hard fought, you know, 58-56. It looked like for a while you guys were going to be fairly comfortable, had a 12-point lead against Amherst, and then they put a 13-0 run on you and took the lead back. Credit your boys, though. They did not fold the tent. They played some pretty good basketball down the stretch.
I mean, Amherst is an outstanding basketball team. They're extremely well coached. They've got great players. They've got, I think they've got the best shooters that we've seen the whole year as a team. And I give them a heck of a lot of credit. I mean, we got up 14, and I don't know if we relaxed so much as they just started hitting shots. And they showed a lot of, I thought, mental toughness. And I give them a lot of credit. We were just fortunate to get the last play there.
Well, real quick, you had 3 players in double figures. Bartling with 15, Crowley with 12, Johnson with 12. Kind of the usual suspects for you a little bit, all 3. And really the whole team in general. But you got a lot of offense from those 3 young men.
Yeah, they did some good things. I thought we could have finished around the rim a little bit better. We had some shots that we missed, but... I thought Austin Frazier came in and gave us a spark. I mean, everybody's going to talk about his last play, and they should. But, I mean, he gave us a spark, I thought, in the first quarter. They got up, hit a couple shots, put Austin in. He hits a corner 3, and then he gets in the lane and finishes and kind of jump-started quite a bit there in the first quarter to allow us to make a little run in there in the first quarter. So, I mean, everybody's going to talk about his last play, but I thought his beginning play was just as important.
I'm going to talk about the last play in here in just a second, but I don't want to forget Bailey Schonifer. He doesn't necessarily score a lot of points for you, but he hit 3 3-pointers in that first half to really kind of kickstart your offense.
I mean, we talked about this last time. I mean, Bailey can score 9, 10, 11, 12 points a game. And, you know, with the opportunity comes up, I mean, he'll hit shots. We got total faith in that kid. And he's put a little extra time at the hoop, and when that happens, the shots go down. So those were big shots. It allowed us to get some spacing and some movement a little bit. And give us a little bit of a space between them, which, you know, at the end of the game was a big deal. So
you could, in the last minute of the game, really worked the clock down that final minute, got the last shot. Obviously, Austin Frazier gets the tip of the buzzer. Talk about the play that you drew up, because I think you had about 14 seconds left when you inbounded the ball after that second timeout. Talk about what you drew up, what you had in mind, and obviously you want to shoot in time for Austin Frazier to get the tip.
Oh, yeah. It's something we've worked on. Zach Johnson is great with the ball. You've seen it before. And I thought his shot was good, to be honest. I mean, that's a shot he hits about 85% of the time. He missed a couple of them tonight. We're expecting him to hit them tomorrow night. But, we wanted to attack with about 7 or 8 seconds left in the clock to allow Zach, you know, if he had to back out, retreat, dribble, reattack, or whatever else. But also if we had the chance to hit the board. So, and Austin did a great job of crashing, getting the shot off before the buzzer went. And we were fortunate to win the game.
And in traffic, too. In fact, he was so closely guarded, they mobbed him after he made the shot. I wasn't sure who made it for a while because I couldn't see him. You know, that's how tight that pack was inside, and Frazier just kind of out-willed everybody.
It's a senior that's put in a lot of time. I mean, Austin Frazier's put in a lot of time, and I'm just happy as heck for that kid because, you know, a lot of his hard work paid off in his play this year in that play. So that's something that every kid dreams about. We're very fortunate to play at the event center here, and it's just a great start to hopefully 2 great days of basketball here.
Tanner, appreciate the time. Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek, and we've got the second half underway as the basketball belongs to Wilcox Hildreth, and they get the shot up and in underneath. They kick it inside, and coming up with the bucket is Farley, and just answering right back here is Overton. So Tristan Farley hit the shot, and then Overton is able to answer right back. So we exchange buckets here in the early stages. It's 24-17, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And Ivan Dimadog will bring in the offensive zone. Dimadog gives it off on the left side here for Heinrichs. They're working back around the perimeter. Farley's got it. They'll get it off for Bennett. Bennett's banked in a three. In the late stages of the second quarter, he gets the basketball from the same spot, and we got a foul that's whistled in underneath. And Caleb Eklund was involved with Tristan Farley, and the foul is going to be on Caleb Eklund. Pass on the inside. What a great reverse layup in underneath for Tristan Farley, and Farley with the answer here for Wilcox Hildreth. They cut the lead down to 5. It is 24-19. Overton with the basketball and a 5-point lead. In the corner is Caleb Eklund. Ball knocked loose. It was knocked loose by Dimadog. Bennett comes up with it, so Overton turns the ball over. And now Dimadog will bring it into the offensive zone, slowly into that zone. Again, the pace of this game is really what they're kind of looking for. They're looking for an ISO play here that they call from the bench. And they're going to get it inside. There's Farley. Farley triple teamed. Shot no good, but Shane Farley with the rebound. Nope, he lost the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. So Overton with the team rebound as it rolls out of bounds. And Hayden Cahoy will give it on the bounce here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer picked up defensively by Ivan Dimadog. And Dimadog is going to be called for the block. So Overton maintains the possession as Creighton Ryan is going to inbound it right in front of us. And they'll get it to Joel Schaefer. Schaefer, left wing here for Cahoy. Skip pass, looking inside is Creighton Ryan. And in the lane, shot is altered for Caleb Eklund. And coming up with the loose ball here is going to be Farley. So Farley comes up with it as it was partially blocked. Gives it to Bennett. Bennett runs around a couple of guys. Actually pulls up for three in transition. It's a little bit strong. And the long rebound by Cahoy. And now the Eagles will run back. And they'll have a three in transition for Creighton Ryan. They have it blocked. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles. Tanner Ryan was the last to touch it as it was knocked away by Ty Bennett. As it was blocked initially by Tristan Farley. So Farley comes up with the block, and now Dimadog has the basketball for the Falcons. 25-19. Falcons hanging right with the Eagles here. Dimadog well behind the three-point arc, looking at a 2-3 zone here. Bennett will hand it back to Dimadog. Set a mini screen. Dimadog, though, doesn't want to shoot over the top of the much taller Joel Schaefer. Schaefer 6'1". Dimadog is 5'8". And driving here is Dimadog. Dimadog creates a little open space in the lane. Steps underneath. Has a shot blocked by Eklund and rebounded out of there by Tanner Ryan. Ryan kicks it up ahead. Creighton Ryan on the run. And Creighton Ryan scores. So just like that, a 7-point lead once again. 26-19. And Dimadog now will slow it down. Bennett is going to fire a quick three. It's no good. Offensive rebound and then the steal. Creighton Ryan comes up with the basketball after it was rebounded initially by Farley. And now on the right wing with it is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan enters it in for Creighton. They'll kick it out for Joel Schaefer. He's going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound and driving in there is Caleb Eklund, and Eklund now will go to the line to shoot two. After he got it, I'm telling you, he lowered that shoulder, but nobody had position, and he went hard to the basket, and he was fouled by Farley. And so Shane Farley's picked up his third foul. Free throw is up and good for Eklund here. He makes the first two, and it's 27-19. Eklund's second free throw, also up and good. So the 67% free throw shooter makes both of them, and it's 28-19. We got 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Playing the point right now is going to be Ty Bennett. Bennett will kick on the right side for Marshall Jeldon, who checked in during the free throws. Jeldon, they pressure him. He's able to give it to Dimadog. Bennett will set a little screen here for Dimadog. Dimadog will drive all the way through the lane. Extra pass. Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. And on the run come the Eagles. Layup on that left side. No good for Schaefer. Offensive rebound. Good for Tanner Ryan. So Ryan makes the putback after they missed it in transition. And Dimadog is being double-teamed. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout for Wilcox-Hildreth. They are getting pressured, and they call the timeout with 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. It's 30-19, Overton with an 11-point lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Donovan Trumbull right now leading Adams Central 32-20 at halftime of the Luplat Conference game. They're already in the third quarter. So are we, where it's 30-19. Overton with an 11-point lead, but Wilcox-Hildreth has the basketball. Bennett gave it away, now gets it back. He'll ball fake. He'll step on that right side. His jumper is no good, and the rebound's taken out of there by the Eagles. Snagging the bound is Eklund, and Eklund will kick it up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer, left wing. Here's a three by Cahoy. Cahoy's three, no good. And on the run here is Dimadog. Dimadog came up with the rebound, dribbled down that right sideline, and then he's fouled. And that will be a block. And the foul is on Cahoy. That'll be his first. Farley on the baseline. Double team making the steal is going to be Joel Schaefer. So Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over again. And quickly they get it up ahead. Nice catch underneath, and Caleb Eklund is going to score. Eklund kind of caught the back end of the football, if you will, when he made that catch on the baseline. But when he did make that catch after the pass from Schaefer, it was an easy bucket. So with the ball right now is Dimadog. Dimadog kicks on that right side. Farley has it go out of bounds, but it was last touched by Caleb Eklund. Eklund tipped it. I wasn't sure whether or not Farley had it. The official who was standing right there says it's still Wilcox-Hildreth basketball with 2:40 to go. They're now in the fourth quarter, 39-29. Donovan Trumbull leading Adams Central. Again, that game is on our sister station. Class gets 98-9. Ivan Dimitog kicks left side. Here's a three by Bennett's. It's a little bit too strong and no good. And with the rebound again is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan still on the bounce. Kicks right side. Now penetration by Caleb Eklund. Eklund has it blocked out of bounds by Tristan Farley. So Tristan Farley is able to come up with the block, but it goes out of bounds. So Overton will have possession here. And Overton toss it in on the baseline. They get it inside for Eklund, and Eklund is pushed as soon as he caught the ball. He caught and was trying to put up a shot immediately. He was pushed, and so he's going to be awarded two free throws here. The foul is going to be on Heinrichs. So that'll be his first. And the free throw up and good for Caleb Eklund. And Eklund on the season, a 67% free throw shooter. Second free throw up and good here. Look better than that on those two free throws as he makes both of them. And it's 34-19. 15-point lead here for the Eagles. Ivan Dimadog picked up defensively by Creighton Ryan. He'll dribble to that right side. They a couple of players fall down. He'll step back, fire a three, and he hits the three. Ivan Dimadog, after two defenders got caught up together, fell down. He stepped back behind the three-point arc and drained the three, and now he'll deflect the pass out of bounds. Those are the first points of the ball game here for Dimadog. So Creighton Ryan will inbound off of a screen. They get it to Cahoy, back to Ryan. He thought about the three. Extra pass on the inside, and the shot is up and good for J.D. Callahan. Nice entry pass inside there. Minute 35 to go. Entry pass inside here for Farley. Farley too strong. Rebounded by Shane Farley, and we've got a foul. So Shane is able to pull down the rebound. And then the foul almost immediately is called on Logan Kaiser. And that'll be his second. Inbounded for Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane, and he walked with it. He was picked up defensively there by Callahan. And a little extra step there for the sophomore. So Cahoy will bring across the timeline with a minute 20 to go. 36-22 with the basketball. Logan Kaiser, that work it back around the perimeter. Ball fake here by Creighton Ryan. Ryan picked up by Heinrichs. And he'll kick it off here on the left side for Justin Hodson. Hodson gives it off, and Cahoy on the dribble, and there's a reach. And that's going to be called on Heinrichs. And that is going to be his second. And now we'll see whether or not Overton wants to milk the clock a little bit. They get it with a minute to go here in the third quarter. And 36-20.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And he's able to pull down the rebound after the block. So Wilcox Hildreth missed the shot. 4 seconds left. Kick on the left side.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Chaley at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Well, I apologize. We've had some technical difficulties. I think we have them alleviated. Free throw here for Overton. Caleb Eklund has two shots. He hits the first of two. Now make it 39-26. Second free throw on the way. And that one is in and out, no good. So a 13-point lead for Overton with 6:45 to go here in the basketball game. Ivan Dimadog brings in the offensive zone. And the Falcons need to make some sort of run here, obviously. And the longer they take to shoot, the more that benefits the Eagles. But Wilcox Hildreth needs to come up with some good looks here. They enter it inside for Shane Farley. Farley working against J.D. Callahan, kicks it out. Good look here for Dax Fouts. Fouts can't hit the three-pointer. And the long rebound is then stolen away. Bad passes. Ivan Dimadog is going to drive. Flip it up. It's no good. And so Overton who pulled down that rebound but then turned it over. They now pass it up ahead, and it's going to be knocked away by a hustling Dax Fouts on the defensive end. Well, I think the issued extension cord went out on me here. So hopefully we got everything all fixed. Around the perimeter goes Overton. Left side, Joel Schaefer strokes in the three. And with that three-pointer, it's a 16-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. 42-26. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away. Good defensive play by Caleb Eklund. Long pass up ahead. T. Tanner Ryan, left-handed layup is good. Comes in on that last side. And so after making the steal, you get the layup on the other end. And it is an 18-point lead with 5:39 to go. Timeout, Wilcox-Hildreth. 44-26. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
One. Ivan Dimonov brings in the offensive zone here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Entry pass inside here for Shane Farley. Farley backing in. Double team, has his shot blocked as he was triple team as Tanner Ryan comes up with the block. On the run, left-hand layup, no good. Offensive rebound tipped. Nope, Dimonov is able to come up with it. Ivan Dimonov here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Stops, kicks right side for Bennett. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Ty Bennett is able to stroke in the three-pointer after Dimonov was able to get the rebound on the other end. So now on the bounce is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer comes off a high screen, kicks left side, stepping into a three is Tanner Ryan, and Tanner Ryan answers right back. He hits the three-pointer, and it's 47-29, 4:45 to go. So, again, an 18-point advantage as Ty Bennett will fire another three. That one's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound in underneath. Joel Schaefer came up with the ball, but that's because Caleb Eklund committed the foul. The rebound and the tip all kind of in all one motion was Shane Farley. And Farley now will go to the free throw line and shoot two. The first one is no good. So score will remain right now, 47-29. And Farley, a 56% free throw shooter, makes the second one here after missing the first, and it's 47-30. Schaefer's going to direct traffic a little bit. Dimonov will pick up the defense at half court. Cahoy has it right now, and Dimonov will come out on him. A little screen. And so Cahoy has it in the offensive zone comfortably. Gives it to Ryan. Around the perimeter we go. Left side. Here's a three by Eklund. That's no good. Rebound still being fought for. And running out of room. He came up with it, Hayden Cahoy did. But he had those sneakers on the baseline by the time he was able to track it down. So that'll be Wilcox-Hildreth basketball here. 40-37. Just a shade over 4 minutes left in the game. Bennett puts the head down, penetrates, shoots off of 1 foot, a little bit strong, and it's going to be saved, and then off the hands of one of the Eagles. It was saved by Tristan Farley and hit Joel Schaefer right in the paws, but he ran out of room and couldn't do anything with it. So nice work there by Farley to get that rebound after the missed shot. So Heinrichs will come in off the bench, and he'll inbound the basketball. He gives it for Shane Farley. Farley still has the dribble if he wants it, but he'll get it off here for Ivan Dimonov. Dimonov working against Joel Schaefer. Dimonov lost the basketball just outside of the lane, and he'll get it for Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs working against the taller Creighton Ryan here. Will give it off for Dimonov. Dimonov's going to find some space in the lane. Shot's a little bit strong. Offensive rebound. Heinrichs will take it high off glass. Shot is no good, and a rebound pulled out of there by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs is able to pull down a rebound. He wants the ball back, and they'll work it to him on that right side. He'll stop in the lane, puts up an awkward-looking shot. It is no good. And snagging the rebound is going to be Overton, and they commit the foul. So Caleb Eklund is able to pull down the rebound for Overton, and they commit the foul on him almost immediately. And I don't know if that's by design or not, but they need to commit a few more fouls here. Well, one more foul will put them in the 1-1. I think the idea might be to start extending this game a little bit. Ryan has it in the offensive zone. He'll drive. He runs into a couple of Eagles, a couple of Falcons. Missed the shot. It's rebounded by Dimadog. Dimadog has it, and he lost the basketball. It's stolen away from him. Pass up ahead for Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will commit the charge. In underneath, collecting the charge, is going to be Shane Farley. And Ryan has picked up another foul. That will be his fourth, and I think half of those were offensive. So Marshall Jeldon gets the ball inbounded. He'll give it out here for Heinrichs, who gives it to Ivan Dimadog. Overton making him take time, just bringing the ball up court. Dimadog in the offensive zone, drives all the way through the lane. A little flip with that left hand, and it's up and in. Great drive there by Ivan Dimadog. Joel Schaefer brings in the offensive zone with 2:24 to go. 47-32. Pass entered in. Great extra pass inside by Creighton Ryan, and we got a foul. Creighton Ryan just threw it over his shoulder into Joel Schaefer, who was cutting through the lane. And now Schaefer is going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. He was fouled by Heinrichs, and that's going to be his third. And the free throw is up and no good here for Schaefer. Schaefer on the season, a 68% free throw shooter. He missed the first one, and the second one is good. 48-32. Marshall Jeldon gives it for
going to Bowman and Central three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Wilcox Hildreth with the basketball. Minute 29 to go. They can't seem to get a good look at it here. They kick it to the left side, and the three-pointer is good. Marshall Jeldon strokes in the three-pointer coming in off the bench, and that'll make it a 13-point ball game. In the corner, the Eagles lose the basketball. Chase Horn had it, lost control of it, and it will go out of bounds off of Overton. Minute 8 to go, a 13-point lead for Overton, so they'll be playing for the conference championship tomorrow. Jeldon will get it between the circles here for Jackson Van Landingham, as both teams have substituted liberally here. And in for Overton, going to be Justin Hodson. He comes into the ball game, and so does Chris Seeberger here for the Eagles. Final minute, 50-37. On the bounce is Justin Hodson here for the Eagles. Overton kicks left side for Seeberger. Seeberger cycles through after he passes over there for Chase Horn. Top of the circle, Matt Dolan's got it. He'll give it right side here for Logan Johnson. Johnson gave it away, gets it back. He's open for the three on the baseline if he wants it. He'll enter it on the inside. The pass is knocked away by Lance Aspergren. and he was able to get it off the Eagles' shoe tops and out of bounds. So that would be an Overton turnover. Well, the top two seeds, the top two teams throughout the course.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Gives it left side. There's your horn. 50-37. Overton will be taking on Elm Creek tomorrow at 8 o'clock for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Your final, Overton 50, Wilcox over 37. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as we've got everything all set for Championship Saturday. Overton will play for the conference championship tomorrow against Elm Creek. The top two seeds getting together for the championship game tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Elm Creek won earlier, a tip in at the buzzer by Austin Frazier. They won at 58-56 over Amherst. Overton pretty much controlled things against Wilcox Hildreth, winning it here 50-37. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. So let's set the day for you tomorrow. It'll begin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as we begin with the girls' consolation game at 2 between Pleasanton and Amherst. That'll be followed by the boys' consolation game between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. And then at 6, we'll have the championship game of the girls' conference tournament. Elm Creek will be taking on Overton beginning at 6 p.m. And then Overton and Elm Creek will get together for the boys' championship game as well beginning at 8 o'clock. So Elm Creek and Overton, both boys and girls, going for the conference championships tomorrow at 6 and 8 right here on ESPN 1460 at the Vero Event Center. And don't forget the consolation game for the girls between Pleasanton and Amherst at 2. Amherst will also go for the boys' consolation game at 4 o'clock against Wilcox Hildreth. So our final, Overton 50, Wilcox Hildreth 37. And we'll take a look at some statistics for you here. Overton won the rebounding battle 30-21. They also shot the ball fairly well here, 20 of 47 from the field overall, including going 16 of 32 inside the three-point arc. So their two-point field goal shooting was 50%. That's pretty solid. Wilcox Hildreth was only 10 of 29 inside the two-point arc, and they were 4 of 17 outside of it. So they were 14 of 46 shooting the basketball, where Overton was 20 of 47. So it'll be about 38%. For Overton shooting the basketball, and about half of that for Wilcox Hildreth here in the ball game. And again, Overton with 9 more rebounds. In terms of turnovers, 14 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth compared to 8 for the Eagles, who now move on to pick up the win. They are now 16 and 3 on the season, while Wilcox Hildreth now is 14 and 4 on the year. Taking a look at some individual numbers, we'll begin first of all for Wilcox Hildreth. They were led by Tristan Farley, who finished with 10 points on the night, Ivan Dimadog with 9, Ty Bennett with 8, Shane Farley with 7, and Marshall Jeldon finished the night with 3 points here in the basketball game. For Overton, who pick up the win and will contend for the conference championship, they were led by Caleb Eklund, who had 18 points and 8 rebounds in the game. Joel Schaefer finished with 10. Hayden Cahoy with 7. Tanner Ryan with 7. Creighton Ryan with 4. And J.D. Callahan also with 4 points here in the ball game. Once again, your final. It's a nice win here for Overton, 50-37 over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back. They are in the final throws in the Luplat Conference Tournament. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Donovan Trumbull with a 54-48 lead over Adams Central with 49 seconds to go in the game at last report. So not a done deal just yet, but Donovan Trumbull appears to be in pretty good shape to play for the boys' championship game tomorrow night. They'll be taking on Gibbon. Gibbon earlier today with a 38-33 win over Ravenna in the boys' semifinal game. So Ravenna will play for the consolation game at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And the girls' bracket has been finalized in the Luplat Conference Tournament. Donovan Trumbull and Centura will get together at 2 o'clock, and then the 6 o'clock girls' championship game will have Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna. Kearney Catholic with a 51-26 win over Donovan Trumbull, and then Ravenna, who lost twice this year to Centura, does defeat the Lady Centurions 41-39. So it'll be Ravenna and Kearney Catholic for the girls' championship at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Gibbon is in the finals, and again, Donovan Trumbull, with 49 seconds left, is up by 6 against Adams Central in that final game, and we'll get a final score for you here coming up in just a little bit. And again, all those games will have the same schedule tomorrow in terms of girls and boys consolation and championship games. 2, 4, 6, and 8 will be the games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow from the Luplat Conference Tournament in Ord. We'll have that same schedule here from the Viero Event Center in the Fort Kearney Conference championship game, as it'll be Elm Creek and Overton, a back-to-back boy-girl championship doubleheader here in the conference tournament, as the seedings held true on the boys' side from the quarterfinals on. Elm Creek with a 58-56 win over Amherst, and Overton with a 50-37 win over Wilcox Hildreth to advance to the conference championship game tomorrow. And we'll take a have an opportunity here to talk with Jay Stair, the the head boys basketball coach of Overton, as they will contend for the conference championship tomorrow. And he's kind enough to join us. And you can no longer say that I never broadcast any of your wins. You can't say that anymore.
You know, Randy, you broadcasted us last year and brought us some good luck. It just, you know.
I was 0-2.
You were 0-2 this year. That's all right. No, the kids played well. I thought defensively we did a pretty good job on number four, their point guard, Demet Ogg. He's a very quick little guy that loves to get to the lane. And I thought for the most part we did a good job. I thought we did pretty decent on their bigs inside, the Farley brothers. You know, they're 6'3", 6'5". They list Tristan as 6'3", but he's all a 6'5", and he's long. And they're strong kids. And I thought our guys did a very good job with them tonight and keeping everybody in front of them. So that was a very good quality win for us.
Defensively, you were able to keep them to a relatively poor shooting night because they didn't really have very many good looks at the basket.
Yeah, we wanted to go in making sure not giving them open shots. On Tuesday night when they played Elwood, it seemed like they had a lot of open shots. And like I said earlier, they knocked shots down. I think at the beginning of that game at halftime, they had 22 points and they only had 4 free throws and all the rest were 3-pointers. And we wanted to make sure we were out on their shooters and keeping a hand up and forcing them to, you know, kick the ball so we could close out on them and just play good, solid defense.
And Demet Ogg did not really get going offensively until late in that fourth quarter. I mean, at that point, you had such a comfortable lead that it seemed like their style of play, where they wanted to maybe take some time to get a look, kind of worked to your benefit.
Yeah, I think our guys, you know, we did gamble a little bit there in the fourth quarter. I thought that we went to trap him at times, and like I said, he's just really quick, and he got through there, and he created some shots for himself. He created shots for everybody else, just what he does. And I thought JD did a very good job coming in off the bench. I thought Caleb played a pretty good game today. It's been a while for him. He's been kind of struggling a little bit, so he got off the schneid hopefully a little bit. But as a team, solidly, you know, Justin Hodson came in, Logan Kaiser, they played very well defensively, good team defense all night long, and I'm pretty happy with our effort there.
Caleb Eklund with a team-high 18 points for you guys, and just cleaned the glass, it seemed like, a whole lot for you. Rebounding, you guys really kind of dominated the glass.
Yeah, going in there, we, with those brothers inside, they're really good at rebound. Like I said, I think they both average about 10 rebounds a game, and we definitely wanted to try to control the boards on them. We don't have guys that average the high numbers of rebounds, but we do have about 4 or 5 guys that average 5 or 6 rebounds, and Caleb did step up tonight. I think, you know, that's a very good role for him to try to control the boards. He jumps well, he's got pretty good hands, and he definitely he was a presence for us inside, and that's something that we haven't had for a while. Tanner, obviously, they did a good job on Tanner with their box and one, and he got his points a little bit late there, but overall, I thought our guys did really well.
Real quick, the game that a lot of people in the conference kind of thought would end up, you guys in Elm Creek, talk a little bit about tomorrow's matchup and what the key success is for you guys.
Well, they're a very good basketball team. They're very disciplined. They don't seem to put themselves in bad situations. They can spread you out. They got good shooters. They got a great inside game. They got a really outstanding point guard in the Johnson kid. When we played them last Friday, they kind of got on us a little bit in the second quarter, hitting some shots. They shot very well against us in the second quarter, put a little run on us, and we were able to come back into the game toward the end of the game, but for us to be successful tomorrow, we can't dig ourselves into a hole with them. We're just going to have everybody contribute. It's not going to be one guy, all 5 guys, whoever's out on the floor. We're going to have to demonstrate how good we can be if the guys get out there. I think our guys have not reached the potential that they can reach yet with everybody. So it's definitely going to take a pretty big effort for us team-wise tomorrow to win.
50-37, Overton with a win tonight over Wilcox Hildreth. Talking with Chase Stair, and I don't know, did you notice the guys behind you that were photobombing us a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
You want to explain what that was all about?
I think they said that I have 200 wins, and I know I have 200 wins, and I'll just leave it at that.
I'm not surprised, Jack.
Well, like I said to the guys in there, they were kind of happy to see 200 wins, but I didn't play one of those games. And, you know, I get the title of being a head coach and getting a win, but I didn't win any one of those games. All the guys that I've had over the years have done that. And it's a good feeling to know that you've had quality guys to be able to win enough games like that. I've only been coaching for 15 years, so it's nice.
Well, and 201 would be a special one as well, because winning the conference title is always one of those goals that you're reaching for.
Yeah, we've been fortunate too to be in this. I think this is the sixth straight year that we've been in the conference title. We won it last year for the first time since I've been at the tournament title since I've been at Overton, and hopefully the guys, you know, the seniors have been in this game a lot, so hopefully they can come out and be good leaders, and we'll see what happens.
Jay, congratulations on win number 200.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach of the Overton Eagles. They win it, as we mentioned, 50-37, and they'll play at 8 o'clock tomorrow against Elm Creek, a rematch of a game that we had last week. And this one, instead of being the regular season conference title, it'll be for the overall conference championship in the tournament. So 50-37, the win tonight for Overton. Don't